When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning and happy Friday to you. Welcome into a new day in the program. Welcome into what is unofficially the last Friday of summer. Of course, there's still technically a few more Fridays of summer, but it'll be September, so it won't feel like summer. Well, it'll feel like summer, but it won't feel like summer. But I'm pretty happy here that we're into Labor Day weekend. As someone who can't wait for the fall to start and is putting together all my different fall things that I have planned, I'm very excited that we are on the cusp of it now. This week will be your last weekend without football. We'll have the Patriots returning, as Phil mentioned, September 8th. You'll be able to hear all the games all season long right here on WBSM as Jacoby Brissett is your starting quarterback for the meantime. And, of course, we'll have all kinds of spooky fun here in the mornings in September and October. I promise I won't overdo it. Of course, my definition of overdo it and your definition of overdo it might be two different things. But we'll certainly have some spooky fun. I'm also working on putting together some very interesting interviews for September. Some authors and other special guests. So we'll have more on that in the coming weeks. But one thing I will say is I know we had moved the Turning on the Light segment with Jack Spillane to Fridays. Jack and I had a conversation yesterday. And with all the things that he's doing now that he's semi-retired and he's filling up his schedule, it doesn't really work in his schedule to come here in the mornings anymore. So we're going to reserve that for, you know, maybe a once in a while thing. Jack will join us, or if there's a particular column that he wants to talk about with us, you know, maybe we can do it by phone with him. And of course, you know, it might work out better for him to come on the station later in the day, but we're gonna put a pause or a suspension on that segment just due to Jack's schedule. I feel bad making him work. It's something he doesn't even get paid for when he's semi-retired. So, however, I would encourage you to keep reading his columns at newbedfordlight.org, and we'll still talk about them. It's just Jack might only join us occasionally, or, you know, might make some appearances on other programs on the station. So what did you think of the interview last night? I thought it was pretty basic. It was what I expected. I didn't think it was going to get too in-depth. Obviously, the spotlight was on. So I thought Dana Bash asked some of the key questions. I thought they could have gone a little bit more in-depth. Again, this was edited for, you know, condensed for time. From my understanding, from some of the things that I read, they talked for about 90 minutes in that sit-down style. They also did some other stuff during the course of the day. But they did about 90 minutes, and that was pared down to the roughly 48 minutes you saw, maybe 45, because they had some wraparounds. So what you saw was kind of the highlights. I thought some of the questions I could have done without. I didn't really need Kamala Harris to walk us through the phone call she got from Joe Biden. I know a lot of people were interested in that. How did that work? How did that all happen? What did he say? Because he hasn't said, but in my mind, I was like, yeah, that already happened. We're past that. Let's just talk about what's to come. And I thought that, you know, some of the answers seemed a little rehearsed and pre-planned and canned, which always happens in these interviews, by the way. Same as with the debate. They have their talking points that they plan to make, and then, you know, it's up to the interviewer to kind of probe a little bit deeper. And I thought that there wasn't a lot of follow-up from Dana Bash. There might have been, but they just didn't put it into the final viewing. And also, I don't care that the vice president hasn't done interviews, that she hasn't gone unscripted. I don't care. She's done that for years. I don't need to see it. I'm not worried about her wilting under pressure. I'm not worried about whether or not Tim Walz can handle a live interview. I don't care. Because in my opinion, Donald Trump doesn't do a good job in a live interview either. He just repeats the same things over and over again and then gets combative when somebody asks him something a little bit deeper than that. So I don't really need to see them in the live interview format. I don't care. I'm not voting for somebody based on how they can hold up to Dana Bash. I'm voting on them based on how I think they'll hold up on the world stage, and I don't think an interview is indicative of that. I think that that's something that people are just looking to as a barometer, but it's not equivalent. I mean, we're past the point where presidents stand out and take questions frequently. It for the last few presidencies. So it wasn't this high stakes thing that everybody played it up to be, but it was still, you know, necessary. It was still something that people wanted to see as they're making their decisions. But I don't think it was the be all end all. I mean, even Scott Jennings on CNN, you know, seemed to think that they did a good job. He thought that her reversal of policy defense was weak. She said that her values haven't changed, but and she basically said, I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but she basically said, my values haven't changed, but, you know, I realize what I have to do for the sake of compromise. And that's what you want in a politician, because that's a politician that you would hope means that they're not going to have to follow along party lines. And that's something that Joe Biden talked about in 2020, his ability to work, to reach across the aisle and work with Republicans throughout his entire career. Some of his best friends are Republicans, and we need to be able to get back to that. And I think I've said this before, you know, the Donald Trump MAGA movement and this hard line in the sand, us and them mentality, goes away when Donald Trump goes away. Just because there's nobody else that's going to lead that with his force of personality. And if that goes away, then I think you'll see, you know, a return to more compromise. Harris said that she would put a Republican in her cabinet. Now, define that. What does that mean? I don't think that means, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Matt Gaetz. I don't think they're getting offered a spot in the cabinet if Harris wins. She's probably talking, you know, like, I mean, try to think of some of the Republicans who have been against Trump. That's a pretty decent sized list. Maybe a Mitt Romney. Maybe Kinzinger. I mean, I don't know who's been out there on the Republican side, like, actively campaigning for her. It might be that it's someone that they have been close with that just hasn't been public. It might be something that just comes out of nowhere. It could be Mike Pence. That would be interesting, right? Could be Cheney. I mean, it could be a lot of people. But I think that you will you'll see repeated clips of this interview over the next few days that will be focused more on, like, when she talked about how I do have the quote here. Prices in particular for groceries are still too high. The American people know it. I know it. You know, she talked about, she acknowledged the fact that although the economy is doing better, that people aren't feeling that. And that they want to do something to help them feel that. Well, I don't know that expanding the child tax credit and helping people come up with down payments for houses is going to make people feel like that's not the case, because not everybody's going to say, all right, Kamala Harris is in, I'm going to go buy a house and I'm going to have another kid. Like, it's not going to affect everybody enough. And I think that the other part of it is, even if you do institute those programs, you're going to have a lot of people who aren't beneficiaries of those programs who are concerned that that will have a negative effect on the people who aren't taking advantage of those programs. That it'll only make things worse for them. So I thought that there was still a need for more explanation of the plan, more explanation of what it is that they would like to do. This was more of a answering the questions that people have had more than it was bringing up the topics that find that way forward, as Kamala Harris said. CNN has now invited Donald Trump and J.D. Vance to do a similar interview. I don't know that they'll take them up on it, but the offer is there. And I think in that particular case, you will see the same format. I mean, Trump might ask for a different format, but I'm sure they would like to have, you know, CNN would like to have the same setup where they go and spend the day with them on the campaign trail. They do a sit down in the afternoon. They have time to condense it, and then they air it in prime time. Just because that works better for television. CNN doesn't, if Kamala Harris had decided to go on for 15 minutes about, you know, some case she had tried back in California and went off on a tangent, like, CNN doesn't want that, because that's going to get people to say, oh, this is boring, I'm turning this off. They want to be able to cherry pick what they put on television for the best television presentation, not for, and it, you know, all the critics and conspiracy theorists out there say, well, of course they're going to, you know, they're going to take out the parts and make her look dumb. They're going to try to make her look as smart as possible. No, what they're going to do is they're going to put the stuff out there that keeps people tuned in the most. You know, I saw Barry posted on Facebook that he said he lasted like 29 minutes into it. Well, CNN wants even the people that don't like her to watch the entire thing, because that's what drives ratings. This isn't done by some magnanimous desire to help foster democracy in America. This is done because they want to keep people tuned into their program at 9 p.m. rather than flipping over to Hannity. That's how television news unfortunately works now. The days of just reporting the news and letting people know what they needed to know are over. It's a business. There's a glut. And this isn't a CNN only approach. They all do it. Because there's so many of them now, they've got to keep you tuned in. So this is the best television presentation that CNN could put on. That's what they were looking for. And they would do this. They'd want to do the same thing with Donald Trump. Now, he might say, if I'm going to do it, I want it to be live, because he'll just want to say he did it that way and Kamala Harris didn't. But I'll just give you a for instance or an example. That's probably a better way to put it. In the paranormal reality television genre, people who are paranormal investigators always complain that these TV shows that are out there about it don't show you all the things that happen during an investigation. They just show you all the highlights. They take an 8-hour investigation and they edit it down to the best 44 minutes. And that's not really an accurate representation of what happens. Yeah, but do you know what would happen if they put on a regular paranormal investigation for 8 hours and nothing was happening for 7 hours and 15 minutes of that? People would tune out. Nobody would care. The message would be lost. And that's the same reason why they want to edit these interviews. I said it yesterday, but a lot of the times even the live interviews that they do on these news programs are pre-taped. They tape them ahead of the anchor going live, and then they cut to them during the plan. So, all right, I'm going to talk now live with, this person, and then it's actually pre-taped. And they do that for a variety of reasons. Quite often because somebody's schedule won't allow them to come on. I have to pre-tape guests sometimes because they can't be here in the morning or call in the morning. But as long as the show itself is live, and this is just a segment within the show, well, they can keep that little live bug up on the screen. And it's just a little bit of, television magic to make it all happen. Now, a lot of the times they are live, especially if they're on at 8, 9 o'clock at night, because that's the easier time to get these folks. But a pre-recorded interview is nothing new. It's nothing scandalous. It's nothing that should make you say, well, there you go. You can't do an interview that isn't edited. Now, if they were to come back and, somebody reported that, well, not only was it recorded, but the Harris campaign had final approval of what went out on air. Now, that would be something that you could complain about. But again, CNN just cutting it down. I mean, I'm sure many of you wish this show was, instead of 3 hours long, that I just condensed it down to the best 45 minutes. If there is such a thing some days. So I'm sure you can understand, and putting it in that perspective. Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying now, Tim. Yeah, a lot of it is boring and unnecessary. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor. Feeling like a little. And welcome back in. We're going to take your phone calls coming up at 508-996-0500. We'll take your app chat messages. We'll take your open line voicemails if you want to call in with those. And we will continue on this discussion. We'll talk about some other topics as well. We will have, of course, all of our great Saturday programming tomorrow, our Sunday programming, and then on Monday, we're going to have the day off. Just like many of you, it'll be a day off here. We'll have network programming for you throughout the day on Monday. So you'll hear Mike Gallagher and all of those shows. And then you'll hear Howie Carr and Mark Levin and all the stuff at night. But one last hurrah of summer. And then we'll be here with you all the way until the holiday season. And I think, you know, this is the time of year. Maybe it's just me because I'm out so much in October, but it moves in the blink of an eye. 1 minute is Labor Day. The next day, Santa Claus is coming to town. So we're in the final stretch here, the final quarter of 2024 coming up. And we'll have the election, too, right in the middle of it all. Right now, it's time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Kamala Harris sits down with CNN. What she had to say about flip-flopping allegations. A vaccine for Mpox gets the green light. And how you can make some money off the Oasis reunion.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Vice President Harris and running mate Tim Walz are finished with their joint interview that went over a wide range of topics. The pair sat with CNN for an exclusive interview, marking the first time Harris has sat with a journalist for an in-depth talk since President Biden ended his bid for re-election.
I think the most important and most significant aspect of my policy perspective and decisions is my values have not changed.
Harris went over things such as the economy, hearing the news Biden was dropping out of the race, and immigration. She said implementing proposals to support the middle class would be among the first things she does in office, saying she was proud of work already done to bring inflation down to less than 3%. Harris said she was spending time with her family doing a puzzle when Biden called to say he was dropping out, adding he was very clear he would support her. Walz also spoke about clarification of his Army National Guard record, saying it, quote, speaks for itself. During a campaign stop in Wisconsin on Thursday, former President Trump made a surprising statement about in vitro fertilization. Tammy Trujillo with the details.
I'm announcing today in a major statement that under the Trump administration, your government will pay for, or your insurance company will be mandated to pay for, all costs associated with IVF treatment.
Earlier in the day at a rally in Michigan, Trump said his administration would push for allowing new parents to deduct major newborn expenses from their taxes. His comments come as recent polls show Trump losing ground among women voters. A Reuters Ipsos poll published on Thursday shows Kamala Harris leading Trump by 13 points among women. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
California may be setting a national standard to regulate artificial intelligence. The state legislature passed a bill that would create restrictions on AI. It's unclear if Governor Gavin Newsom will sign or veto the bill, which now heads to his desk. Three of the four suspects in the shooting death of General Hospital actor Johnny Wachter are pleading not guilty. Two 18-year-olds entered not guilty pleas to murder, while a 22-year-old suspect pleaded not guilty to an accessory charge. The attorney for another 18-year-old suspect says he's pleading guilty to murder with a special circumstance of attempted armed robbery and grand theft. The FDA is responding to the World Health Organization's announcement declaring Mpox a global health emergency. A smallpox vaccine for people at high risk of Mpox infection has been approved by the FDA. The vaccine is made by Maryland-based Emergent BioSolutions. A traditional 4th of July contest will also be a Labor Day contest this year. Competitive eaters Joey Chestnut and Takiro Kobayashi will face off in a 10-minute hot dog eating contest on Monday. The contest is hosted by Netflix and will take place at the Luxor Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Baby. And what's one more Oasis story this week? Several British bookmakers are placing odds on Oasis following their announcement of a reunion and a concert tour in 2025. Bookmakers giving 4-1 odds that the band tour includes playing during halftime of Super Bowl 60 next year. There are also 4-1 odds that Oasis will call it quits again before the tour ends. No odds being given at this time for brothers Liam and Noel Gallagher to split up before the tour starts or for them to have a physical altercation on stage during the tour. The possibilities are endless here.
WBSM Sports.
Well, the Red Sox dropped their series finale against the Blue Jays, falling 2-0 at Fenway Park. They visit the Detroit Tigers for a 3-game Labor Day weekend set that starts tonight. And the Patriots have a starting quarterback in Jacoby Brissett, but you'll have to wait until September 8th to see him in action when the Patriots take on the Cincinnati Bengals.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
It'll be a sunny and cool day today. Humidity comfortable and dry as well, making for a really nice Friday. Labor Day weekend will be muggy, warmer too, with highs near 80. Saturday, we can expect a blend of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms later. Sunday, the most unsettled, with scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly in the morning. And that threat stays into Sunday night. Monday looks like the winter. We clear from the storm. The sunshine returns. Temperatures a little cooler in the 70s. And that high humidity will be gone as well. Weather on WBSM is brought to you by SeaStreak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with SeaStreak. Visit SeaStreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back. And I like that idea of Oasis playing the Super Bowl. I don't know that it would work because they try to go for younger acts these days, but I would be all for that. It's going to be the talk of the music world. But I think the NFL is like, let's go for Taylor Swift. And if we don't get Taylor Swift, we can get Oasis. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
How are you?
Good. I'm going to get my call out of the way. I can't believe I'm first. I saw the whole thing, and I just heard you did, and I'm going to use a couple of your own words, okay? Now, this whole thing, I could see right through this whole thing. First of all, when they asked her, how did you find out that Joe was going to step back? And here it went. I was waiting for that. Oh, I was with my family and my great nieces, and we were going to make popcorn and blah, blah, blah. And then he called to tell me she knew the whole time. This whole thing was planned, Mr. Weisberg. You don't see through that at all. You think the American people are that dumb? And another thing, and let me
just ask you a question, though. If it was planned, why wouldn't they have executed that plan sooner instead of giving themselves not enough time here?
Maybe Joe was fighting him off. Who knows?
Okay.
Maybe the old man didn't want to step back and take a nap. Come on, that was a dumb question, Mr. Weisberg. Let me move on. You got 3 minutes? Okay.
I don't think it was a dumb question. I think it was a dumb point, but it wasn't a dumb question. Anyway, okay. Go ahead. Move on. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. They all knew about it, and if you don't think they didn't, then something's wrong with you. Your screws are looser than I thought. And then I lost my train of thought.
You were going to use my own words against me.
Oh, that's right. I do not like, and I don't think it's necessary ever. I don't know what the reason could possibly be to pre-record anything and edit. And here comes your words, to cherry pick later. Editing means they're going to cherry pick. And that's exactly what they did. She probably said things and regretted what she said. Or they said, oh, you better not say that. And then with the cherry picking, and they only showed us what they wanted us to see. And Mr. Walls, he should just step back and disappear into a wall somewhere, because he's more phony than anybody. They asked him questions too, and he just couldn't give straight answers. It was ridiculous. I can't wait for Trump to come on. I hope he does. I like the way he talks. He says it like it is. He says the truth. And they say every time he says something, he's like, oh, yesterday when some woman called in and spoke to you. And I couldn't mention it in the last few minutes of your show when I called in late. And she said something about, no, they don't understand. She hasn't had a lot of time to get ready. And then you came back and said, my mind is going away. You said, that's right. It's like they just can't wait to jump on Kamala for every little thing. They can't wait to jump on it or let her have it. Donald Trump took a bullet to his ear and almost into his head. That's not just somebody jumping at him. That's an assassination attempt. He's been through a lot of what people have been saying about him. And poor Kamala gets jumped on, Mr. Weisberg. She gets jumped on. That's what you call it. They can't wait to jump on her for every little thing. One thing, she did control herself last night. No laughing and giggling. Oh, she must have took a tranquilizer to get through that. She must have, because I was really, really shocked. They must have really gave her, a lesson or something. Don't giggle while you're on here tonight, you know. It was stupid, dumb.
Maybe they edited out all the giggles.
Thank you for saying that, Mr. Wise. Oh,
I don't think you realize that I was mocking
you. You deserve a big, fat hug and kiss. What are you going to say? You were just joking?
That's literally what I just said. Yes.
I think you meant it. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know where this whole thing's going. It's a joke. She's a fake and a fraud. So is Mr. Walls about his military service. Big, fake, and a fraud. Just like Fauci was a fake and a fraud. Thank you for letting me get this all out. I feel good today.
All right. You have a great...
I'm going to be listening.
Have a great day and enjoy your weekend.
Too.
And I'll talk to you again on Tuesday.
Yeah, see you later. Right. Bye.
And if you want to call in and react, 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. So if you want to react to Mary's points, if you want to react to the interview itself, again, I think that these interviews, really any interview that they do and that they edit, there's probably an opportunity now where you can say, to see the complete interview, go to CNN.com. So they could have done something like that, because then people who were concerned about the fact that it had been pre-recorded, you could say, well, here you go. You can see the camera start. You can see it go from start to finish. You can watch it wrap up. You can see all the, you can see when, you know, they were talking about what they had for breakfast this morning. You know, the things that don't really matter. The things that are just a casual conversation that happens when, you know, one of the cameramen is like, oh, hang on, something's wrong with my camera. And then they have to sit there for a moment and like, so, do you have a favorite NFL team? Like all that kind of stuff. Yeah, maybe they could put it up there and you could see all of that. And you know what would happen? The people that don't want to give any credit for anything that is said in the interview are going to say, well, even that was edited. Oh, look right here. It switches from one camera to another. That's where they edited it. That's where they made the cuts. So you're not going to please everybody. What's the point? What's the point in trying? Do what works for you. Do what is most effective for the production you're trying to put on. So that's what they did. And like I said, if Donald Trump and J.D. Vance sit down with CNN, they would probably want to do the same thing. Now, Donald Trump might say, I would rather have it be live. But no, then it's up to CNN if they want to accommodate that or not. Now, keep in mind, too, that when they do these interviews, especially in the midst of a campaign, it's when they can carve out time in the campaign. So maybe it wasn't possible to have them live at 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. Maybe it was 1:40. Well, I know it was 1:45 that they sat down, but maybe 1:45 to 2:45 was all the time that they had. Because it is a condensed campaign and you are up against the clock in terms of November 5th. And you do have campaign events scheduled. So I guess, you know, in that situation, and I've done that before. I've been accommodating to people. Oh, we can get this big guest, but they are only available at this time. Well, you know what? I'll record something and we can play it later. Because it's worth it. Now, I'll tell you, I don't like doing that. It's an inconvenience for me. There's other times, other times of the day, I have other things that I have to do. But I will do it if it's a guest that I want to bring to the audience, and that's the only way that I can do it. not everybody is, you know, like Patton Oswalt, probably out there in L.A. and willing to call us at 5 o'clock in the morning his time. So I think, you know, there's a lot of logistics that go into why it was the way that it was. And it wasn't so that they could control what was being put out there. The campaign, I mean. Obviously, CNN's going to, like I said, cherry pick what they think is the best stuff. If I do an interview on the air and then I write an article about that interview, I don't transcribe the entire interview and put that into the story. I write the story based on what are the most relevant quotes and relevant topics that came up in the course of that conversation. Sometimes that might only be one thing. When I worked in the newsroom, I did that every Wednesday with Mayor Mitchell's appearance on the radio, where I would say, okay, what was the big news that came out of that today? And he talks about 7 or 8 different issues each week when he comes in. But maybe this week the big issue was how he responded to, you know, all the criticisms and concerns over the recent homicides in the city. So that becomes a story. I only put the quotes in relevant to that topic. And then I don't put in when he was talking about, you know, the upcoming playground dedication. So it always happens. It's nothing new. It's not protecting anybody. It's not shaping anybody's opinions. It's just giving people the relevant part of what they need to know. 508-996, which is what we've always trusted the news to do prior to, I mean, I would point to Donald Trump saying, don't trust the news. But even before that, it was already starting. Prior to, I'd say, even the year 2000, let's say, you looked at the news as being the information that you needed to know, as opposed to just the information that entertains you. 508-996-0500. Going to take a break and be right back. Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Jeff in Fall River says, good morning, Tim. The interview last night was nothing new. Kamala will not change. Same old policies we currently have. And, you know, that was one point that wasn't really discussed too much is, you know, how different is your plan from Joe Biden's plan? There were some kind of allusions toward that, but there wasn't a lot of pushing on the differences. And I think that that is something that will certainly come up in the debate. In the debate, the moderators will ask, because that's where you're going to have to stand up and answer the questions about your policy. And that's where I think the questions will come, like, what is the difference? And maybe that question was asked and just didn't make it to air, but it was kind of danced around a little bit. And I would have liked to have seen that, you know, directly asked and directly answered. I also think, listen, I don't have a problem with Joe Biden, but I think that we can move past the giving him his flowers, as the kids say. Like, okay, he got that. Like, he's had his moment at the convention. At the convention, everybody was effusive in their praise for him. People are still thanking him for doing the right thing for the country. Like, people have done all that. Now he's hanging out on the beach all the time. Like, let's not worry. We don't have to spend 10 minutes of a 60-minute interview talking about Joe Biden and the phone call and all that. Like, just move forward. Again, not trying to slight him or anything, but that's old news in a time period when we don't have a lot of time to make news. 508-996-0500. I've got one more break. I've got to get in here before the end of the hour. We will be right back. Well, Gary Newman, I've lived in a car before. It's not as great as you make it out to be. But that album is great. Not just that song, but the entire Pleasure Principle album. So if you haven't listened to it start to finish, check it out. We're going to be taking a break for the news coming up. But when we come back, more of your phone calls, 508-996-0500. We can take your app chat messages. We can take open line voicemails. We're going to talk about some local stories, as well as we can continue discussing the interview last night, if you would like to do that. And, of course, it's an open dialogue here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.